The past couple of days have been very stormy across New York and New England. Numerous showers and storms produced wind damage and flash flooding. There were even a handful of tornado touchdowns over the past couple of days. Certainly the weather has changed dramatically today. All of that stifling humidity that fueled showers and storms has been pushed away, and the air mass is very dry, very pleasant, and very comfortable across our area this afternoon. It even felt a bit like fall this morning. Almost September-like temperatures started things off with 40s and 50s early on. Highs this afternoon have been in the 70s to around 80. And of course, the other big change is the humidity, which was so muggy yesterday, and it's basically refreshing today with dew point temperatures running right around the 50-degree mark. And that will set us up for a rather cool night once again, with temperatures falling back into the 50s in most areas. But once again, we'll have some 40s in our typically cooler locations across the North Country. And with this rather pleasant air mass in place, we will once again see some areas of fog form in our typically prone locations, in our valleys, and near bodies of water. Over the next couple of days, we'll have comfortable conditions with weather that is not too hot and not that humid. However, there is the opportunity for at least some shower activity, and these showers and storms will be driven by the heating of the day, so the best timing for showers and storms will be during the mid to late afternoon and early evening hours as we work through the next couple of days. Not everybody will see storms, but from time to time, certainly a storm is possible. It looks like the best chance aerially tomorrow will be in areas north and west of Albany, and then we'll have chances region-wide coming up on Thursday and once again on Friday. It's all being driven by a large upper-level low that will sit across eastern Canada through the rest of the week, and that's why we are expecting rather comfortable conditions in terms of temperature and humidity, but with that low in place, we'll have enough instability with cold air aloft to fuel at least a couple of showers each day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, lows in the lower 50s, 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an isolated shower or storm, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog tonight, low in the lower 50s, 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an isolated shower or storm, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Region-wide, on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a passing afternoon shower or storm, high in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Friday, partly sunny, with a chance of a passing afternoon shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.